beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
You are the King of all the truth. You are the King of all the truth.
Praise God forevermore.
Bless God for bringing us to the fifth day of World Explosion 2024.
Amen.
The journey has been a glorious one.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had some, you know, good excerpts and such as Jesus is the Father God revealing Himself practically, you know, to man.
Yeah.
When He both walked on the earth and even as He lives in us as believers today,
yeah,
through the Holy Spirit, and we also understood that the depth of God can only be known by the revealer, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We also understood that the Bible wasn't given to us to support emotion.
Yeah.
The Bible was given to us to present Jesus, okay, as witnesses,
yeah,
leading to Him being revealed to these souls by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And one paramount thing we also understood was that that way always wants to be revealed.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, coding and decoding about Him.
Yeah.
Our God isn't hiding His identity.
Yeah.
Okay? So everything has been made open.
Yeah.
If you want Him, you desire, the Holy Spirit can reveal Him to you. And we learned also that God, it's enjoyable. His presence is not only enjoyable, it can also be contagious. It can spread His presence.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we ended up on a very wonderful note on the, you know, the three aspects of the prayer that Paul made in one of his letters, where he said that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship, we all, if not every one of us, use it in fellowship at one point or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, and we discovered that many are aware about the grace.
Yeah.
Many are also, they are, you know, how do I explain it? The love of God is so overwhelming on them. But when it comes to the awareness and the consciousness of the sweet fellowship, we discover that it's really lacking amongst believers. And trusting God that as we listen to these sessions, we'll pray for a shift and a new thing in our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So we also understood that the veil has been torn, so we can move from the grace of God level to the love of God level, and from that love of God level, to the sweet fellowship level. At the sweet fellowship level, this is where God really rubs off on us from inside. On this note, we're going to take a word of prayer as we resume that session.
Sweet Holy Spirit, we bless and appreciate you. Abba Father, we exalt you. Jesus, we glorify you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to share fellowship with you and with the brethren. We thank you for what you have taught us in the past days, and we thank you for what you are going to teach us today.
Amen.
We avail our hearts to be taught.
Yes, Lord.
We open our minds to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Teach us, Lord.
Amen.
Grant us understanding that we may live.
Yes, Lord.
To your glory and praise, in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, this is Word Explosion 2024. We have been on John chapter 1, verse 8. And the King James Version says, "He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And we have been on the Phillips translation. And it's been awesome. And we are continuing. The Phillips translation says, "As a personal witness to that light." Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. And we're looking at the word personal for the past few days, and it has been awesome. We've been learning. We're going to be looking at another phrase that was used by the Merriam-Webster dictionary to explain the word personal, and it's a phrase carried on between individuals directly. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. So we're saying something is personal. It means the individuals who are involved in it. It is done between both of them on a direct note, no indirect means. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of the ideals about marriage is that it has to be personal. Praise God forevermore. There has to be no indirect means of communication. There has to be no indirect means of basically marriage. Rises and falls on communication, either verbal or non-verbal communication. Once communication is broken, either verbally or non-verbally, the marriage begins to have a lot of challenges. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And everything has to be done directly, not indirectly. It has to be done directly. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. All right. And so when something is done between individuals and it is done indirectly, you discover that there will always be hitches, always be challenges. You see, whenever something comes in an indirect manner, you discover that it doesn't communicate exactly the way it's meant to communicate. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so the revelation of Jesus, the light, that's Jesus the Messiah, was carried out between God the Father and John the Baptist directly. It was directly. It was not indirectly. There was no indirectly of God speaking to John the Baptist, you know, that this is Jesus. In fact, if there to be an indirect way of communication, the revelation would have not been salient and stable and, you know, solid enough. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now, over the time, I've discovered that people, especially Christians, we've just be looking for God to talk to us indirectly. We've heard this word confirmation time and again. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
The man of God once said, he said, in the search for confirmation, we just hope we don't end up in confoundation. Amen to Jesus. I'm not against confirmation, but as a child of God, you should go to a level where you don't need God to use indirect ways to confirm things to you again. You should have grown to a level where you can hear God directly. Are you get what I'm saying? I remember some years ago, a man of God called me up. I was in Congo then, and he was like, he needed to be clear on a particular matter. And he told me the approach he has taken to be able to get clarity. And I told him that is fleeces. And I was like, I've never heard that before. I said, yeah, that's Old Testament approach to us trying to get God's clarity on the matter. And he said, I've never heard that before, man of God. Wow, this is awesome. I've never heard it. And then on the phone there, it was a WhatsApp call. God was able to help me give him, you know, the direction he needed. And today, God is helping him in ministry. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And basically, that was because by the help of the Holy Spirit over the years, I've learned and I've grown and I keep growing in communicating with God directly. Are we together?
Yeah.
Now, confirmations are not bad ideas, but you should, as you walk with God, you should outgrow them. Amen to Jesus. Gideon used fleeces. He used fleeces to get confirmation from God. He had seen the angel of God. The angel of God had spoken to him. What is left again? He wanted to see, confirm if it was the angel of the Lord. And he had to use the approach of what? Fleeces. Praise God forevermore. And that's what a lot of saints have been doing over the years. We want confirmation, so we use different fleeces of different kinds to confirm what God is saying. When the Lord has spoken to you from the pages of scriptures and you have the witness on the inside, And you get what I'm saying? You have the voice of the Holy Spirit and the inner witness that have confirmed what scriptures is telling you. You don't need no confirmation from outside again. If not, you may end up getting confounded. And that is the reason why we have discovered that Christians over the world, we have become father from the Father. We are getting father from the Father because we are looking for confirmations left, right, and center. God wants us to be close to Him. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and He will what? Draw nigh to you. It says what? Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. When you see that scripture, it looks like God is far from us. No, actually, what happens is that the farther you get from something, the farther it is from you. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, the farther you get from anything, the farther it is from you. God has never moved an inch. He remains where He is. But the farther we get from Him, the farther He is from us. So when you come closer to something, it's as though that thing is closer to you. Yeah. It's not actually getting closer to you. Actually, the one getting closer to you. So actually, we get farther from God by seeking, you know, indirect means of hearing from God. Are you get what I'm saying? Yeah. But the more we seek to hear from God from the page of Scripture, you know, on Saturday, after I taught in the revival meeting, you know, the Lord began to make us understand, you know, in that meeting that is our exceeding and great reward. And over the years, the church has been looking for reward. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that come to come and believe that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So actually looking for God to reward us. Yeah. I get what I'm saying. But unknown to us, that Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, God told Abraham, He told him, fear not, for I am thy shield. Shield means I'm your protector. And I'm your exceeding great reward. Mm. So I am the reward you're actually looking for. You know, and Abraham goes forward and asks the Lord, what will you have to give me, seeing that I have not a child? And you get what I'm saying? But God was trying to make him understand that, see, this child you're even looking for, I am your reward. Once you have me, you actually have the whole reward you need. Abraham was not looking for a reward from God, but God came up with a reward for him. And you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And Abraham asked for a child. But the idea that God was bringing to him was that I am the reward. If you have me, you don't actually need a child. But okay, just see it. You have it. You need you get a child, no problem. But if you have me, you don't actually need a child, because with me, you can have more than what a child will offer.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But and also with me, you would also have a child. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I am your all. I am. You get it?
And that's why I think David says, the Lord is my portion, my inheritance.
Yeah. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. You know, that understanding, you know, David grasped it and it made him get a lot of clarity. For a while, I've been praying to God, God, reward me, God. I say I reward that. And then after teaching that day, I was like, so I've joined the crowd of those who have been asking God for reward, whereas God is my reward.
Yes.
Told Abraham, if he told Abraham that, what about we, that new creation, we should understand that He is our reward. And I was like, hey, we are actually the ones owing God. God is not owing us any reward. You know, salvation is the greatest reward God gave. We're sinners and God loved us and saved us while we're sinners. He doesn't owe us, we owe Him. He rewarded, if He was to reward us for our sin, we should have been all, you know, destroyed. But He rewarded us with Himself. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, and then, I'd not seen that scripture. And on Sunday, the scripture came up, and I just kept meditating on the scripture. You know, the Lord is my shield and my exceeding great reward. I just kept on meditating, the Lord is my exceeding great reward. Now, God wants to be our own. God wants to be. You see, God told Adam, thou shalt not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They eat of it, that thou will die. And people feel that God was trying to deprive Adam for something. No, God did not want God not depriving Adam from knowledge. God did not want Adam to know good and evil. God wanted Adam to know Him. That's all. God wanted to be the center, and He still wants to be the center of man, because He's actually the center of man. Yeah. That's called I am. I am is a God, is God in us. Mm. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God is God in us. And God wanted Adam to be more conscious of Him, to know Him more. That's why Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. That's the consciousness. Are you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So God wants a direct relationship with us. A direct relationship. He wants to be our reward. He wants to be our source and our sustainer. He wants to be everything to us. He wants to be directly involved in us. Are you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No indirect relationship, no indirect communication. You know, any good marriage thrives on direct relationship. You don't want to hear something about your husband from outside. Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't want to hear something about your wife from outside. You want your wife to be good enough to tell you. Once you hear it from outside, it actually destroys a lot of things. You may make do with the relationship, but it will actually destroy some level of, you understand what I'm saying, trust, because you heard it from outside. You want your wife to tell you directly. You want your husband to tell you directly. Praise God forevermore. So this the marriage just helps us understand. There are marriages that have ended up in divorce because the woman heard from outside. The man heard from outside. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hey, praise God forevermore. Because trust comes in a direct, when there's a direct communication line and a direct relationship. And you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Praise God forevermore. So God wants to be direct with us. God doesn't want third parties coming in. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So the Father revealed Jesus to John the Baptist directly. This was so because up until Jesus came, there was no word, public word from God giving to the Israelites. Up until Jesus came, there was no public word from God given to the Israelites. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In fact, John the Baptist was just warning, preparing the way of the Lord, make straight his path, prepare the way of the Lord. But you know, the prophets of old, they will come and tell you, Jeremiah tell you, this is what's going to happen, this is going to happen. Get what I'm saying? They warn kings. The one the nation of Israel, you are going to captivity and every of that. But you see, the ministry of John the Baptist was not in that line. The ministry of John the Baptist was a forerunning ministry. So he was always shouting, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. So basically, he was not coming to tell them, you are going to captivity. This is what will happen to your children. Jeremiah told them in Jeremiah chapter 29, he said, build houses, marry wives, give birth to children. He says, for you will stay in Babylon for a long time, and after then the Lord will return with his word to you. And then verse 11 says, for I know the thought that I think to you, said the Lord, thought of good, not of evil, to give you hope and a future. So if you look through the prophets of old, they were telling them specific things that will be happening to them. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
That those were direct words from the Lord, specific, and it was a public word. It was to the people. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are we together?
Yeah.
But if you come and look at the ministry of John the Baptist, John the Baptist was not telling them what happened to Israel. But he just kept on telling them, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then they come, they tell him, the Messiah. I say, no, there's one that is coming after me, whose shoes, laces, I'm not worthy to untie. He, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So his work was not to give a word to Israel, the public word to Israel. He didn't come to give it. His prophetic ministry was the cap up of all prophetic ministry. That's why the Bible says was the greatest Old Testament prophet. It was not to come and give a public word to Israel.
Yeah.
It was to come and tell Israel about the public word that was coming.
Ah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what his word was. So that's why he was the greatest Old Testament prophet that lived. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so from Malachi down to Matthew, when Jesus came, there was no public word from God to the people of Israel. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, so this period spanned for a period of about 400 years, and it was called the Dark Ages. No word from God. Imagine God was not directing Israel again. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
No straight word from God. No directional word from God. I see. If we in the New Testament begin to look for directions of this kind, in no time we'll get into dark ages.
Yes.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
We're walking backwards.
Because God was speaking to them through prophets, and when prophets were no longer speaking again, you know, what happened? It was the dark ages. And if we want to depend on God speaking to us through prophets, we'll walk backwards into dark ages. That's why I see that some Christians, their life, they're actually experiencing dark ages. You know, when I tell people I hear God, when I tell people God speaks to me, they think No. Open the pages of scriptures. He's speaking. You know, people wonder how, by the grace of God, I'm ever fresh, ever teaching, ever flowing, ever fresh, ever teaching. They wonder, because we keep opening the pages of scriptures.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the secret.
Like somebody said, you can't close your Bible and say God should speak.
Where will it keep from? And that's what Christians have done for months. They have closed their Bible. And they're expecting God to say, how will he speak? Where will he speak? You know, how will he speak? Where will he speak? And sometimes I remember there was a particular matter that was on, and the Lord told me,
I just opened the scriptures and he gave me a straight word. I prayed that word that morning as I went for the meeting. Oh boy, it was fire. The word just worked fire. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it has worked for me. It will continue to work for me. The Lord has just given me on Saturday, I am that shield and that exceedingly great reward. I am the reward you have been looking for. All the reward you have been praying for, the reward has always been there. I am the reward you have been looking for. It's not looking for any physical reward. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I just held on to that word continuously. God is speaking to me. God is speaking to every one of us. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. Hallelujah. So this spanned for about 400 years. Now, prior to this time, God spoke to Israel publicly via what? Prophets. Both minor and what? And major prophets. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So God spoke to Israel through minor and major prophets. Praise the Lord forevermore.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, He stopped speaking to them publicly. He stopped speaking to them publicly. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
He stopped speaking to them publicly through prophets. He stopped it. He stopped speaking through prophets to Israel publicly. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
And why did he do this? He did this because God wanted to speak to the whole of mankind through Jesus. Are we together?
Yes.
God wanted to speak to the whole of mankind through Jesus. Now, God spoke to Israel through prophets in the Old Testament, but God's desire was to speak to the whole of mankind through Jesus. Through Jesus. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Not just to Israel, but to the whole of mankind. He wanted to speak to the whole of mankind through what? To Jesus. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. And he did this when Jesus came. You know, when Jesus came to earth, the Father God began to speak to mankind through Jesus. That was his desire. Are you get what I'm saying? In Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says, in Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, let's go to Genesis chapter 3 verse 8.
It says, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
They heard the voice of the Lord working. They heard the voice of the Lord what? Walking. The voice of the Lord was walking. The word voice there is a Hebrew word kol, and it means voice, it means word. And you get what I'm saying? So the voice of the Lord was walking in the cool of the evening in the garden. The voice of the Lord always came to speak to man. And you get what I'm saying? And that is the word of God in John chapter 1 verse 1. And you get what I'm saying? So God has always wanted to speak to man directly. That was what he did from the beginning. His voice came directly speaking to man in the garden. And the same thing God always wants to do. And always, he wanted to do that, and he always wants to what? To do that. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. And so when Jesus came, God began to speak to man directly again, not with prophets as of the Old Testament. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners spake in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world.
Beautiful. So in time past, God spoke through prophets to the fathers. But in these last days, he speaks through who? His Son, Jesus, who has appointed heir of what? All things. So we can see that the desire of the Father was to talk directly. Directly. Are you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Directly. It happened in Genesis chapter 3. We saw it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Speak directly. And that desire has not changed. And it cannot what? It cannot change. Praise God forevermore.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yeah.
By virtue of the birth of Jesus over 2,000 years ago, God spoke to man and is still speaking to man directly. Are we together?
Yeah.
Praise God forevermore. So when Jesus came, the Father God began to speak to man directly, and he keeps speaking to man what? Yeah. To man directly. Praise the Lord forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And this, see, we must understand this, that this is the desire of the Father. His desire is to speak to us directly. Speak to us directly. That's his desire. Speak to us directly. Not speak to us through indirect means. Are we together?
Okay.
If we keep looking for indirect means, we will take ourselves to dark ages. That's the reason why a lot of Christians, some Christians are experiencing dark ages in their life. You see, they cannot hear God And they even get to, when I was going out to pray for somebody this morning, I heard a pastor preaching on radio and was like, they tell you direction. He said, and they give you direction. Why don't you go to God directly?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, thank God I'm not the only one shouting it. I was shouting it over here for years and I've been shouting it, but I think God is now beginning to shout it through many people. You going to meet people to direct you to direct you or to confirm for you or to speak to for God to you or speak to you for God is taking yourself back to the Old Testament, and in no time you will enter into dark ages where you will no longer hear God again. Why? Because from the beginning you've not learned how to hear God directly. Somebody said, young lady, you are in the university. You are not building relationship with God. You are not learning how to hear God. You are not talking to the Lord. Then you graduate from the university. You now need a husband. It's then you start looking for how to hear God with fire brigade approach. Young man, you are in university. You are not hearing God. You are not talking to God. You are not knowing how God speaks to you as a child of God. And don't forget something, as a child of God, your life does not go the way every other person's life goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may get a job anyhow. They may get a business on the area, but as for you, a child of God, things don't just go your way the way it goes your other way. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your way has to be the way of God. God has to lead you. He has to direct you. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then you graduate, and now you are looking for a job. You are looking for a business. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to go because you did not learn how to what? Hear God directly. You don't learn how to hear God what? Directly. So it's very important. God in the Old Testament spoke indirectly. In New Testament, he speaks directly. In these last days, he speaks what? Directly. So we must train ourselves to hear God directly. When you open the pages of scripture, train yourself to hear the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? From Genesis to Revelation, train yourself to hear Jesus. Let Jesus be revealed to you from Genesis to Revelation. Because
yeah.
Once Jesus is revealed to you, God has spoken. The Father God has spoken to you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Father God has spoken to you, and you just have to grow in this. You have to grow in this. And one thing is that the Holy Spirit will always reveal Jesus. So everything that comes through scriptures that reveals Christ to you is actually the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
Yeah.
It's actually the Father speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you are waiting for one strange encounter, one strange voice, one dimensional operation for you to hear God in a baritone voice. It's a beautiful wait. Are you getting what I'm saying? But while you wait, please quickly pick up your Bible. And start availing yourself the opportunity to what? To hear from God. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, so as we see in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, we've read it. God spoke to the fathers of old in Israel through prophets. He spoke through prophets. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the role of the Old Testament prophet. The Old Testament prophets were actually oracles of the Father God. Were oracles. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Father God. Amen. Spoke to the fathers of old through prophets. Thus, he spoke to them indirectly. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Indirectly. It was an indirect speech. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now, this was third party way of communication. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Which always distorted the information from time to time. Are you getting me? And when there's a third party way of communication, there'll be distortion in speech. Why? Because there'll be distortion in speech because some things will come in between.
Human factors
will come in between.
Environmental factors,
emotional factors. Mm. You see, you can hear something, and when your emotions are not altogether stable, communicating it becomes a challenge. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Understanding also could also be a factor. Knowledge could also be a factor. So every of these factors, they always came in between man and the prophets. They are communicating God's will and God's word to the people. They did a good job, and we thank God for what they did. But God wanted perfect communication. Perfect communication. And the only way to communicate perfectly was what? Was to ensure that there was no third-party communication link. It had to be what? Direct communication link. God, from the beginning, has spoken to man directly. We saw that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. This was the what? Initial way God spoke to man. And same way he intended and intends to continue speaking to man directly.
Yeah.
Directly. 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 The Bible says concerning Moses that God spoke to him mouth to mouth. Mouth there. See, there are dimensions of prophets in the Old Testament. There were God spoke to Miriam was also a prophet.
Yeah.
You see, when Miriam spoke against Moses, God told Miriam, how dare you speak against Moses? Who I speak to mouth to mouth.
Mm.
It actually means that God was speaking to Miriam mouth to ear. He was speaking into her ear.
Mm.
But to Moses, God was speaking mouth to mouth. In other words, mouth to mouth means there was a face-to-face contact.
Mm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
And you see, in communication, they tell you for children, let them see and hear for them to reproduce perfectly. If you speak into their ears, it may not help their communication very well. But when they watch, they see
the mouth movement.
You know, that's phonics. When they watch the mouth movement, are you getting me? They now make their mouth the way the mouth is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can actually pronounce appropriately. That's what phonics actually does. It simulates mouth movement for them to watch the videos, so they can watch the mouth movement, and then they make their mouth in that way. It helps their phonics and their pronunciation very well. So basically, when God was speaking to Miriam, he was speaking to her ear, and mouth movement was not there, praise God forevermore. But when he was speaking to Moses, he was speaking mouth to mouth, amen to Jesus. So basically, Moses saw mouth movement. So Moses' level of comprehension of thus says the Lord was a far higher level of Miriam's comprehension of thus says the Lord. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are dimensions of prophets in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, it is not just mouth to mouth God speaks. God speaks face to face. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's why 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, as we behold in a glass the glory of the Lord, we change you into the same image from glory to glory. The face of the Father God is Christ Jesus. And you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So God speaks to us. That's why the New Testament sent. The Bible speaking, it said John was the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. He said, but the least in the kingdom of God together. And why? Because the New Testament sent, he hears God face to face. Miriam heard mouth to ear. Moses heard mouth to mouth. The New Testament sent, hears face to face. We all with open faces. We all with open faces. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all with open faces.
Yeah.
That's the joy. It's now direct. It's open face encounter. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, so that was the way God intended to do, and the same way he continues doing. Now, since sin made man unable to speak with God directly, as we see in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 19, we can't read through that. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And sin also made God unable to speak with man directly. We see that in Isaiah 59, verse 1 to 2.
It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Verse 2 says, but your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear.
Beautiful. You see, the Lord's hand is not shortened that I cannot see, nor his ear deaf that I cannot hear. But iniquity has what? Separated between you and your God. So, firstly, man's sin made man unable to do what? To speak with God directly. Then, secondly, man's sin also made God unable to speak with man what? Directly. You see, sin just messed it all up. And if you cannot hear God directly as a child of God, it means that you are backdating yourself to the fall, and you are backdating yourself to a sinful man, which you are not. You are a child of God. You are born again. You are a new creature. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All things are passing away. Your sin nature was crucified on the cross, so you can hear your Father and you can call him Abba Father.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he can talk to you. He speaks to you that you must hear him directly.
Mm-hmm.
You are his child. You are his child. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, due to the fact that sin made man unable to talk to God directly and made God unable to talk to man directly, amen to Jesus, man had to use, you know, middlemen and mediums, that's offerings and sacrifices, to talk to God. You see that?
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 4.
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel, he also brought the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and his offering he had no respect, and Cain was wroth and his countenance fell.
You can see that here Cain and Abel could communicate with the Father God only through what?
Offerings
and sacrifices. See, that was an Old Testament way of getting God's attention, communicating with God. But we thank God for Jesus, who is the final sacrifice for our sins.
Hallelujah.
And because of that, we don't need offerings and sacrifices to get God's attention. Mm. You know, over the years, we've been taught many things in church. But remember, as a child of God, you need to learn and unlearn. Mm. We've been taught, get God's attention with your sacrifice. Give an offering that will get the attention of God. Mm. No, the offering that will get the attention of God has already been given.
Yes.
Jesus, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth.
Mm.
That's the offering and that's the sacrifice. The sin offering, the peace offering, and the sacrifice that has gotten the attention of the Father God. And since his attention has been gotten, we can have access to him anytime, any day. Praise God forever.
Hallelujah.
If we offer unto the Lord, we offer unto the Lord a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's, yes, that's yes, a sacrifice yes, yes. that the Lord will not despise.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yes.
And when we do that out of love for God.
Mm.
Not because we are trying to get his attention.
Mm.
But Jesus has already gotten the attention of the Father God for us. Are we together?
Mm.
And so, when we offer a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and we offer our bodies a living sacrifice, it's a love response to the Father God. Telling him, thank you, Lord, for allowing your son, Jesus, to get your attention for us. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, there's no offering that you will give that will get God's attention to intervene in your matter. There's no offering mm-hmm. sacrifice you make that will call the attention of God to intervene in your matter. God's attention has been gotten already by the Son Jesus. And he's already intervening in your matter. Praise God forevermore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just any offering you are giving, any sacrifice, any the offering and sacrifice you give is a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and then your body is a living sacrifice. When those two have been given, your pocket is not an issue. There will be nothing that will be too big for you to love God in response with. I came over the years to hear a lot of things as I grew in my work with the Lord. But as I began to mature, I understood that everything I give is a love response to God.
Yes.
My life is a love response to God. My pocket is a love response to God. I cannot get God's attention with anything I give. In fact, I owe God my life.
Mm.
Apostle Paul says, what you have has been given to you. And if all that you have has been given, why do you behave as if it has not been given to you? See, we have not received.
Mm.
So we just love God in return.
Yeah.
No matter the amount I give, it's a love response to God. And above all, my heart is a major response. Broken heart and contrite spirit. And then my body as a living sacrifice is a major response. Not trying to get God's attention. Not trying to communicate with God. I communicate with him in prayer. I communicate with him via his word. And so those things are not means of communicating with God. Those are before Old Testament and Old Testament approach. And we should not backdate ourselves. The church should not backdate. If we backdate ourselves, we will soon get into dark ages. And that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are we together? Yes. Now, in the Old Testament, God also used middlemen, that's prophets and priests, to talk to mankind generally. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But see, that was not God's idea. That was not, the Bible says, and from the beginning it was not so. That was not God's original intent. That was not his original intent. That was not his original idea. Are we together? And so we need to understand God's original idea and work with it. This has been a tough one for those of us that God has been trying to make sense, those of us that God has been using to teach sense these things. That has really been tough for us because the battle out there for those who have merchandised the gospel, those who have monetized the gospel, those who have idolized themselves, and you get what I'm saying? Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. If they want to keep making themselves the showmen, the idols, and they keep merchandising the gospel, and it's making it more difficult for us. But child of God, I'm telling you, is the blunt and truth. Amen to Jesus. In your bathroom, God speaks to you. In your toilet, he speaks to you. On your bed, he speaks to you. Just hide the word in your heart. And from the word, he keeps speaking to you. Are we together?
Yes.
You don't need to use any offering to get God's attention. You are the offering already. Jesus has gotten the attention of the Father God. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so your living sacrifice as your body, which is your body, your broken heart and contrite spirit, they are love responses to God. And then anything that comes after them is a love what? Response to the Father God. Praise God forevermore.
Yeah.
Now, being that John the Baptist was the last greatest prophet of the Old Testament and the ignition of the New Testament sent, as Jesus said in Luke 7 verse 28, God spoke to him directly to reveal Jesus to him. Luke 7 verse 28, let's see that.
Luke 7 and verse 28 says, For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, There is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, for he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than him.
All right. You see that?
Yeah.
You see that? So, John the Baptist was the greatest Old Testament prophet. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than him, because why? John the Baptist was the ignition for the new creation. You get what I'm saying? John the Baptist began to herald the kingdom of God. He began to talk about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God talking about it is the new creation. It's for the new creation. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not the Old Testament. It's for the new creation. So John the Baptist was the greatest Old Testament prophet. Are we together? And then there was the ignition for the what? For the new creation. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As a result of that, God spoke to him directly. You see that?
Yeah.
And this is a very important thing for us to note. Very important thing for us to note. God spoke to him directly and told him about Jesus, because it was a key factor. Are we together?
Yes.
The Father did this because John was the forerunner of Jesus, the spoken word of the Father God. Are we together?
Yes.
And it was by Jesus, and only by Jesus, the Father God began to speak and continues to speak to mankind directly. Spoke to mankind in the Garden of Eden by Jesus, the voice of the Lord, Genesis 3, verse 8. He intended to speak to mankind through Jesus. So, Old Testament, he couldn't do that, but the desire was what from the beginning, what it was, that was the desire that he wanted to continue. And so he spoke to John the Baptist directly to make man understand that God the Father wants to speak to us directly. And he speaks to us directly through his son, what? Jesus. God the Father spoke to John the Baptist directly to let us know that he only desires to speak to man directly, not via third parties. God speaks to man through Jesus. Hebrews 1, verse 2.
Hebrews 1:2 says, "As in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a great, great, great session again we had today. I like the very fact that, you know, where you were making us understand the face-to-face encounter, the mouth-to-face encounter, or the mouth-to-mouth encounter, the mouth-to-ear encounter. And then you also mentioned sacrifice encounter. That's more like signal, right?
Yeah.
Because when they offered your smoke,
yeah,
the direction of the smoke,
exactly,
that one knows mine has gone to the Father, God has accepted it.
Yeah.
And the other knows that the other was not accepted by the Father, because the smoke spread.
Yeah.
Instead of going up,
yeah,
to the heavens. So this is something we need to understand, that there are levels to this thing, and God didn't stay on one level.
Mm-hmm.
Because that level was not his intention.
Exactly.
So he kept moving until he came back to the original design.
Exactly.
Which is for man to know him, or for him to be revealed to man through Jesus. The word that walked in the garden in the beginning and came as flesh in the physical, in the book of John, and is living in us today through the person of the Holy Spirit. So let's stop looking for some complex situations, or like a man has said, it's not the Holy Spirit that teaches, it is people like him that teaches. Please, don't be deceived. I mean, these scriptures make them very plain for each and every one of us to understand how God intends to speak to us face to face, with open face, through his Spirit in us. And I like, as you know, what you mentioned, store the word of God in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
From the word you've stored in your heart, the Holy Spirit will reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we had one of our participants on the, I think the first day or the second day, she mentioned that there's a scripture she has been reading for the years.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, with what she read some 2 days during the Easter period, and then what she heard from us, it just came plain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this is how God wants to speak, and this is what the understanding God was wanted her to get from that scripture. And she was so, you know, lightened, and she was so happy about it. This is how storing up the word of God, you know, comes out the day that you don't even expect. That light will just, and then it works well in that aspect of your life. So This great light we need to keep with us and also push to other believers, and together we grow strong in faith. Let's end this session in prayers.
Oh, Abba Father, thank you for another great time in your presence. We appreciate you so greatly. Lord, we ask that what we have learned, we shall be doers, not just hearers alone. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email, chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Coming Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0331545512013 with SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. And to give in cedis, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0332545512017. And to give in Naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria, account number 55410205 92. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233 54 594 7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.